For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Well, I hope you're going to the website. I hope you're signing up, registering for free for the month of September on Monday nights when I'll be teaching the book of James. I am very excited about this. We have a blast at these brothers and sisters. It's right here in Metairie. We're using the facilities of Parkway Presbyterian Church on Camphor Drive. And we can fit about 100 people in there, men and women, all denominations. And I'll be going through the book of James. We'll be covering topics such as trials and temptations. Gosh, we'll be covering the tongue, how to control the tongue. What damage or good our words can do to someone or have on a situation. We'll be talking about the widow, the orphan. We'll be talking about faith. And then get this next one. We'll be talking about relationships, conflicts in relationships, and how to resolve those conflicts. James addresses it all. James is the half-brother of Jesus, and he was taking over that church at Ephesus. It was a very progressive church, actually. And these are the areas, these are issues he faced, and we will learn how he taught his people to deal with it and how we as Christians must deal with these same situations. So you must go to the website, annadonahueministries.com, to register, because I'll provide you with all kinds of wonderful notes. The registration is free, and we take a $2 donation for the facility, and then, of course, I take an offering for the ministry. But I really encourage you to come. It's a Monday night, 7 o'clock, straight Bible teaching, and we get out of there at about 8:30. So I hope I hear from you. Well, we're talking about prayer, really, for this week and then all next week. I'm going through hindrances to answered prayer. And just a reminder, out of James 5:16, part B, that the prayer of righteous people, those who know God, are powerful and they're effective. And if you've been out there saying, gosh, I know God and I've been praying, but Anna, to be honest, nothing seems to be happening. Don't do that. The minute you pray, God's doing something on your behalf. James is saying your prayer is powerful, full of power, and it's effective. It's going to affect that situation. You just don't give up. Stand on that scripture. But a hindrance to prayer or to answered prayer would be, number one, prayerlessness. Prayerlessness. You just figure, well, you know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And God says, you know, it'll happen. But you didn't even pray. You didn't even go to God. Prayerlessness in the Christian life says you believe in God, but you can kind of get along without him. Like what I was trying to say just a minute ago. You know, okay, this is a desire, this is a request, but whatever. No, it's not whatever. When God stirs you, he's stirring from heaven itself. Come kingdom, come, thy will be done. He'll stir you to pray that thing in. That's how, brothers and sisters, the Bible says we don't even know how to pray as we ought. Isn't it true? We're praying for, you know, this, and God's saying, you know what you really need? And so he'll stir us by his spirit. Pray this way. Ask for this. Believe me for this, you see. But if there's prayerlessness, no prayer, you're just not even going with the way he's set up to do things. You're saying, well, I can get along without you, even though I would love to have this. Prayer is communication with God. Prayer is the oxygen to the Christian. It's how we breathe. It's how we live and move and have our being in God. You've excluded God from working if you don't pray. Also, when you don't pray, you think about it. You have no faith. You have no love. It's all carnal. It's all the outward man, the five senses. Oh, you believe in God, but you haven't gone deep enough, brothers and sisters, to communicate with him. And so prayerlessness is one of our hindrances to answered prayer. Much more all tomorrow and all next week. Hindrances to answered prayer. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit annadonahueministries.com.